My name is Lisa Sweeney Taylor. I did the Gotham Fellowship. I was the Gotham Fellowship class of 2013. I think I thought of it as something that served a group younger than what I was a part of. Like, I'd maybe missed the boat on it, but then I had this friend go through it, and listening to him talk about it, I thought it was just kind of this heady cerebral theology course, basically. Suddenly he had this vocabulary that was really impressive, and he was talking very intelligently about his experience and the things that he was learning, and so I was first attracted to, I want this knowledge. I'd love to have that vocabulary. I'd love to be able to talk intelligently about that. And I remember even on the application, at the time it asked, what are you in this for? What are you interested in? Are you interested in the community that you'll build, or are you interested in the head knowledge? And I think I wrote something like, I'm good with community, got lots of community. We're very established in New York, lots of friends, we know a lot of people, but, so I'm good on that side. I really want the head knowledge aspect. I don't think I really grasped how much it would holistically speak to, in the integration of faith and work, until I really got into it. Talking about those principles somewhat, like in our classes, once a week, 2 hours with these, in my cohort, 14 people. And you start out talking about all these theological principles, some hairy topics, and really working through them. And you build trust in each other. You build intimacy with these people. And then you get brought into this next section of dealing with your heart. Going into that part of really dealing with your sin and kind of just to some degree having your nose shoved in it a bit and, take a look at this, really examine it. I didn't realize it at the time. Looking back, I can realize you're given all of these exposure to all these theological principles, and you really can't engage with those until you engage with your sin and until you really grasp how bad it is and how it permeates every part of your life and how it is so much worse than you thought. And I remember the Owen reading and the mortification of sin and, always be killing sin or it will be killing you, and just being, it is overwhelming, and you take a really hard, really strong, really convicting look at it, but then we're given the tools to understand the love that covers that sin. And so you kind of like dig yourself into the hole, and then you kind of get to, be dug out of the hole. I maybe went into it thinking, oh, the more theology, the more knowledge I'll gain, the more of a Christian Jedi I'll be, but then you get confronted with this middle section of spiritual renewal and taking a look at your sin, and you start realizing the more you know, the more of the cross you need, and also realizing, that kind of fed into the community portion and just realizing how much we need our fellow Christians, how much we need to be in community, how much, those people need to be speaking into our lives. It's not this individual thing. Our faith is worked out in community. And every week we opened with just sharing and prayer request time, praying for one another. And I did not realize at the time how much that would anchor us in community with each other. You go from zero to intense intimacy and community with these people very quickly. And it really did provide the foundation for us to trust each other, to ask the really hard questions. So you're processing these readings, and at times what we were reading was assaulting everything that we understood, or it was breaking down long time understandings that thought we had, or thought we understood this principle, or thought, you know, oh, I totally get this. I'm good on this principle. And so it was just a safe place to process things. And I remember when my friend was going through Gotham, I was thinking, I don't have time for Gotham. And I, you know, I don't know if this is something I want to commit 9 months to. And I remember asking, can you just give me the reading list? And I'll just read all this stuff for myself, and that'll be good. And he said he wouldn't give it to me. He said, you just need to do Gotham. And I realized going through it that hearing the fellow people in my cohort ask their questions, and they would, you know, if the person next to me would ask a question that on a piece of the text that we had read that I hadn't considered at all. And I realized if I had just read these books and just processed them and digested them on my own, I would not have had the kind of understanding that I came away with, and how valuable that was, just to be working through these tough questions with other people. Even in the drudgery, my work has meaning, and I am contributing to something, and I am, you know, filling in a structure, you know, and that has intrinsic value. Specifically for the work that I do, my job is to bring order to chaos and do it for another person. So I'm the assistant to the president of a big company, and so the structure is somewhat there. What I'm expected to do for him is I'm expected to make everything in his work life and his personal life work perfectly. I can either just kind of phone it in and just do the work, or I can see this creatively. This is something that, you know, the structure's there and the expectation is there, but I get to creatively fill in the structure that's already there. I get to, the work that I do has meaning. Yeah, I think that's where the joy comes in. The consistent cry is discipleship either isn't being done at all, or if it is being done, it's not being done well. And talking about that concept, it made me realize, looking back on my Gotham year, that discipleship anchored in this faith and work study, and it gave like a purpose and a direction to the discipleship. Asking these questions of what will heaven look like, and does what we do here on earth matter? And those are things I hadn't thought about in terms of the gospel before. I'd almost just thought of the gospel as this conduit through which we move from earth to heaven, and didn't really understand the gospel story as it's being played out, and just how broad that is and how meaningful that is, how much that speaks to every part of our lives. And I think I just thought of just like the salvific aspects of the gospel, but didn't really grasp how broad, how wide, how deep the gospel implications are, and how much it affects everything.